Moncrief on News Talk.
If underwear has no crotch, is it still underwear? Is it more like a belt? Nonetheless, Marks & Spencer has dipped its toe into the crotchless knickers market. It remains to be seen if customers might slip in a pair between their usual purchase of granny pants. The style journalist Laura Mullett joins us now to explain what's going on. Afternoon, Laura.
Hello, how are you today?
Are they? So is M&S are trying to appeal to a different market, I assume. And who is that market?
Do you know what? Even if it's dental floss, it's still technically underwear. Underwear is maybe a bit of a state of mind sometimes. But I will say, the reality is there's a market for everything now. And a lot of people have always gone into Marks & Spencer's to get their Bridget Jones, their granny knickers, their suck-in shapewear. Especially for women, it's kind of known as the premier place to get a bra fitting. It's practical, it's functional. Then Rosie Huntington-Whiteley years ago started bringing out these gorgeous, sexy Bond girl style lingerie sets. So then you have this. Now, they're a little bit more expensive, but these beautiful, classy sets. I think there really was a gap there for maybe sexy underwear from a reputable retailer. These are the kind of things that people do tend to buy online. I think people being able to go in and look, making sure maybe they're getting the right size if they're looking for sexier underwear, it does make an awful lot of sense to have something for everybody.
Yeah. So, but who is the crotchless knickers market? I mean, are they getting reports back from the shop floor that, you know, Mary, who's always in buying stuff, she was looking for crotchless knickers and we don't have any. We should get some.
I feel like the visual merchandising department probably had a big challenge of trying to maybe divide this. It reminds me of Father Ted, where they all get stuck in the lingerie department. I think the kinkier, sexier stuff is probably way separated from where someone is looking for their Bridget Jones underwear. So I do think it's kind of, in terms of the way it's all laid out, it's done in a way that if someone is pottering and looking for sexier underwear, they can find it. Like, I personally find that the clothes in M&S are gone a lot more youthful. So it doesn't massively surprise me, because when you, as a stylist, sometimes you start helping someone with underwear all the way up to their outerwear. So let's say if someone is going on a date, I don't really do this side of it anymore. But when I was starting out, if someone was going on a date or a honeymoon, you'd help them with the lingerie, the swimwear, the cover-ups, all the way up to actual clothes and outfits. So I think if someone is looking for a little bit of everything, having those sexier options there, as opposed to ordering them online, maybe it feels like a bit more of a safer space, because you know M&S are hygienic, they have a good return policy. You know you're not, you know, it's not something you can buy on Vinted.
Sorry, Laura, you can return these?
No, but they're not being worn and returned is what I mean. When I say policy, I mean they're not. I mean the opposite of returned.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah,
there's
okay.
All kinds of hygiene protection. But I will say, like, I'm all for circular fashion, but I don't think people should be buying these kind of things on Vinted. So I think a safe sanitary space is what you need.
Yeah. Now, they're selling them in three packs, though. I mean, because I would have thought crotchless knickers were a kind of a special one-off buy, but, you know, buying them in bulk, is that a thing?
When women buy underwear, we like to buy, usually, when it comes to comfortable underwear, packets of five or six.
Yeah.
Maybe this feels like you're getting more bang for your buck because there's such little fabric if you get three in a pack.
More bang for your buck. I think that's exactly what they're aiming at.
That's it. But I do think, look, there's something that's going to always offend everybody. But at the end of the day, I would admire Marks & Spencer's for being a little bit more out there. Like, their clothes, like, I'm a woman in her 30s. Their clothes are so trendy. I know women in their 20s who love them as well. I feel like they have upped their game. Like, they had one of the designers that used to work for Topshop. And back when I was 19 or 20, that was my go-to for cool stuff. So I do think that, like, if people are looking for something on that side of things, and if clothes wise they can find something cooler, why shouldn't they find something? Like, it's so healthy to have that part of your life. So it's important to be able to go somewhere and to get what you're looking for.
Yeah. But I assume, though, they're trying to get people in the door who wouldn't normally go in the door of an M&S.
Well, look, lore is interpretive. Like, there's something for everybody, obviously. But I do think that this kind of marketing, like this kind of scandalous marketing, it does get people talking, and maybe it changes the narrative that people see M&S in less of a granny-ish light. Like, to me, I think it's cool. I've got gorgeous stuff there. It'd be part of my holiday shop routine now where I'd go in. Some of the stuff can be a little bit more expensive. Like, I like Dunn's. Dunn's can be cool too, but M&S can be a little bit more upscale, like really good quality linens and stuff. So I think them kind of bringing out Ann Summers lingerie, like, I mean, Maura Higgins was the face of Ann Summers lingerie a few years ago. It's not the tacky concept people think. Like, Ann Summers is a place that it's amazing it stood the test of time, because there's so many lingerie shops that have come and gone in Ireland, like the big UK retailers. And it is great, I suppose, to have maybe the lower tiered price point lingerie in the likes of M&S, because as I said, the Rosie Huntington Whiteley, like the silk sets, you could put away €150 very quickly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, because they make pajamas and robes. And now, in fairness, these are beautiful. These could be kind of bridal level pieces. But I think it's interesting for M&S to go in this direction, because now they have kind of all, like, so much variety.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's more money for less material. The markup on that must be pretty good. Laura, and I'm not asking you to speak on behalf of all women, but I can understand how, harking back to your days when you would help be a stylist for women, from, you know, from kind of the undergarments to everything else, I can understand why a woman might want to buy kind of lacy lingerie. It'll make her feel good. Would a pair of crotchless knickers make you feel good?
I'll be honest, I really do. As I said, I think there's something for everyone. Like, when I started off being a stylist, it was in the press call era. So I would have started with lingerie shoots and bikinis, and then desperately worked my way up to styling funky fashion shoots and everything. I think as a stylist, you're very desensitized to underwear, nudity. Like, it's just a part of life. Our bodies are so natural. So I think, like, from that perspective of, like, I think a lot of women have a very varied approach. It just depends on what you're looking for and what your life is like. And when it comes to underwear, like, sometimes people might opt for that kind of underwear because that's what makes them feel confident and good about themselves. I do think it's, you know, people, let's say, if you're going to be in an accident, you'd want to make sure you're wearing a matching set of underwear. You know, like,
well, yes,
it's important.
But you would a bit, and I'm trying to be delicate about this, but a crotchless underwear, you wouldn't wear that to work, I assume. That there's all sorts of reasons why that might be a bad idea.
Well, sure, you wouldn't know if someone did, though.
Yeah, well, you might, you see. That's the kind of point I'm driving at.
I don't think that's why people get them. I think it's
oh,
for people
no,
to
it's
be
evening
brave
wear. Yeah.
And explorative. But look, I support that. I don't want to be too vanilla. I don't want to be too racy. But what I would say is, I think it's great that M&S are broadening horizons for people, because if people are looking for those kind of sexier items, maybe buying them from somewhere that they can trust is a little bit of a better option.
Yeah. And now it's saying that in the UK, a pack of three is £12. That's £12. So I assume it'll be around. And I'm looking at a picture here. Black, kind of a blacky lace, a reddy lace and a kind of purpley lace.
Is it time to get out the sewing machine? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, I assume that'll be like 15, 16 quid here. So that's kind of reasonable for a punt. Really.
Well, people are giving out about spending €18 on a burger altogether now. So I just think we're never going to be happy.
Yeah. It's the burger or the crotchless knickers. Make a choice. Laura,
pretty much.
Laura, thanks a million for talking
thanks,
to us.
Sean.
That's the style journalist, Laura Mullett there. They should be cheaper than full knickers, surely. You'd think so, but maybe the markup is, you know, this is special occasion underwear that you would only really wear after the day. It's kind of a hang on, I'm just going to go and put me crotchless knickers on.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.